just doing a little geography lesson while we were in the break there, me and my next guest, Peter Vincenzi, because we wanted to know, okay, where is Nancy's $25 million, 11,000 square foot palace? Well, it's in Jupiter, Florida, just north of West Palm, south of Port St. Lucie. Just so you know, Jupiter, Florida, that's where the queen will be moving, because apparently she doesn't like high taxes and crappy governors. So she moves to Florida after destroying California in part. So congratulations to Nancy Pelosi. There you go. All right, Peter Vincenzi is the Director of Communications for FreedomWorks, Joe Biden's economy. Not even Thanksgiving is safe here, Peter. Good to have you.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be on.
And you're off to Florida for the holiday, too, I understand. It's a great place to be. They've got a real governor, real leadership, a guy who says, I'm going to cut $1 billion in gas taxes for Florida residents starting right now, and anybody that visits Florida for that matter. And he figures that'll save them $200 or $300 every 6 months, put money back in their pocket, because Joe Biden and the energy secretary, who is completely delusional, my former governor, Jennifer Granholm, is so bad. Well, she wasn't much of a governor, and she's worse as energy secretary. But this kind of damage financially to the economy is going to be continuing for a while, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I mean, they told us that inflation was going to be transitory. This is just, you know, the next lie from what they claimed to be was going to be the most transparent administration in history. If you remember Secretary Jen Psaki saying that early. But obviously some of the problems here come from Biden's war on American energy. I mean, a tax on energy is really a tax on everything, because you need to transport goods, you need to move things around the country. So him going off and cutting pipelines and making it harder to drill for oil, all these things, while at the same time asking the Saudis and OPEC to create and produce more oil. Now, this is just bad for American energy, and it's in no doubt contributing to why prices are so high in the United States these days.
No question. I want to play for you a soundbite. I want to go to bite number five, gentlemen. The reason being is, I don't know how you solve a problem when you don't even know what the problem is. And I say that coming back to Jennifer Granholm again. She is so lost, so over her head, so incompetent. I mean, remember, this woman begged for this same job in the Obama administration, and he said no during both terms. Nah, we don't really think that you're the person for the job. And then Jennifer Granholm begs her way into the Biden administration. But here's her answer when she was asked, how much oil do we use? How much do we have? Listen to this. Bite number five. Go.
How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me, sir.
So how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me, sir.
Doesn't even know how much oil we use. She says we're in a transition. She has no idea, Peter, how much oil we use to begin with. How the hell is she in charge of anything?
I know. I mean, it's as if these people, like you said, don't even want to address the problem. Because for them, this isn't bugging part of the system. You know, this is how it works. They want to transition off of fossil fuels to a green economy. And that means, you know, solar and wind, while usually, you know, for the most part, ignoring nuclear. They want the prices of energy to be high because they want to, you know, force Americans off of these, reliable fuels just so they can advance their agenda here. And it's not like they really care if gas prices are high. These wealthy elites could care less about that.
Right. I mean, when was the last time they concerned themselves with filling their tank of gas? They don't care. They don't fill their tank of gas. You do and I do. We fill up their car. We fill up their plane. They don't give a crap how much it costs to fill up a car or whether or not turkey goes up 30% or 500%. They're not paying for it anyway. The taxpayers are. It is a gut-wrenching point. But here we are. Joe Manchin did just tell the president again, you need to reinstate the Keystone XL pipeline. It's nice and all, makes for a nice soundbite and all, but the company behind Keystone says we're done here and walked away. So Joe Manchin saying it has a nice bit of theater to it, but I don't think it means anything, except to point out that the whole reconciliation package might be teetering and ready to fall into the abyss, thankfully, because Joe Manchin's from a coal state. If he's defending oil pipelines in addition, and other people, maybe John Tester from Montana and some others, could step up and say, you know what? We need to defend energy. Maybe we'd get somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no profiles in courage at all, except for maybe Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona in the Democratic Party today. they're trying to haul the Build Back Better, which is really just the big government socialist spending bill across the finish line. That's almost $2 trillion in new spending that's apparently going to solve inflation by spending $2 trillion more. I don't know how the math works there. But, you know, this is kind of their last gamble to save themselves before their, you know, inevitable wipeout in the 2022 midterms. But I think Republicans still have to be careful there and not take anything for granted. We're still a year out, but we need to keep the pressure up and keep talking to our members, our representatives in Congress, and say, and tell them to vote against this. It's going to the Senate now, so we got to be real careful.
You know, here's the thing. 50 million barrels of oil, and it's about a three-day supply. So I can do the math for the secretary. 17 million barrels a day, give or take, is what America uses in energy. And we have that energy available at our fingertips. And there are things they can actually do, like open federal lands for new gas and oil leasing and drilling and exploration. That's all easy thing to do. You can open up ANWR, which, by the way, is the size of South Carolina, and the area that they want to drill is 20 acres in a piece of real estate the size of South Carolina. Do the math. The fact of the matter is there are plenty of things we need to do, and the Chinese and the Indians, they're going to continue to produce and use fossil fuels until 2050 or 60 and beyond. Those are the promises they've made. We're doing absolutely nothing here to help ourselves. We're turning out the lights is what we're doing here, Peter. And we've got to find a way around this. Yes, we're going to have some luck in 2022. I'm quite certain of it. Could be historic. But what do we do until then? What do we do with Joe Biden still in office? What do we do with a failed administration?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just to go back a bit there, you mentioned China and India producing more oil and continuing to do that. It's interesting that Democrats want to stop American production when you know that the Chinese and Indians are going to be real careful about drilling there, and they're going to have the, you know, most stringent regulations in the world. You know, we saw something similar about that in the Build Back Better plan, where they wanted to end cobalt mining in Arizona, exactly what you need to build solar panels. So it's like they want us to buy everything from China so that we can switch to, you know, green energy here. It's all just self-defeating, and it's all, you know, these cronyist schemes that we've seen before. But, you know, sure, we might take back the Senate and the House in 2022, but that means, you know, trying to stop as many of these Biden administration regulatory schemes.
The real question, Peter, becomes this. The people that get elected, will they be actual conservatives, or will they be weak-willed, spineless, feckless weasels that call themselves Republicans? And that's important, because in order to stop this reckless spending, you could have a House that says, you know, we're not going to fund these things. We're done here. We are going to fund building the wall. It's underway. We are going to stop this kind of reckless behavior. We can do these things. And there will be enough power, I believe, that right now, based on the metrics that I'm seeing and based on what happened in New Jersey, you could see Republicans pick up 80. That's right, 80 seats in the House. People think I'm nuts. You watch. 80 seats right now, plus 6 seats in the Senate, maybe more, if Colorado and Ohio get into play. We'll see what happens, Peter. I greatly appreciate you being here. Peter Vicenzi is the Director of Communications for Freedom Works, and I appreciate you taking the time. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk next time through.
Thanks. You too, Steve.
Really appreciate it. Quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back. It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.